Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Hapa Ekaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 483. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapa Ekaiwa. It's Mother's Day this weekend. To all the amazing moms, grandmas, aunts, pet moms, and anyone who plays a motherly role, I hope you have the most wonderful weekend. Being a mom is hands down one of the toughest jobs out there, and I just want to take a moment to say thank you for everything you do. Sometimes, we forget to show our moms how much we appreciate them, but let me remind you that you are all appreciated more than you know. In honor of Mother's Day, let's learn about how this special day came to be. 今週末は母の日ですね。このポッドキャストを聞いている素晴らしいお母さん、おばあちゃん、おばさん、ペットのお母さん、そして誰かの母親代わりの人すべての人たちへ、最高に素晴らしい週末をお過ごしください。母親であることは、最も大変な仕事の一つであり、この場をお借りして感謝の気持ちを伝えたいと思います。時々、私たちはお母さんに感謝の気持ちを伝えるのを忘れてしまうことがありますが、皆さんは自分が思っている以上に感謝されていることを忘れないでください。母の日を祝って、今日はこの特別な日がどのように始まったのかについて話したいと思います。So, let's start with a bit of history. Did you know that Mother's Day has been celebrated for over 100 years? It started in the U.S. in the early 20th century when a woman named Anna Jarvis wanted to honor her own mother. After her mother passed away in 1905,Anna campaigned for the creation of a national holiday to celebrate mothers for their selfless dedication to their families. Her efforts paid off in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson made it official. The second Sunday in May would be Mother's Day. Since then, people all over the world celebrate moms in their own unique ways.
では、まず歴史からお話ししましょう。母の日が100年以上も前から祝われていることをご存知でしたか?20世紀初頭のアメリカで、アンナ・ジャービスという女性が自分の母親を称えようとしたのが始まりです。1905年に母親が他界した後、アンナは家族のために献身的に尽くす母親を称える祝日を作ろうと運動しました。彼女の努力は1914年に実を結び、ウッドロー・ウィルソン大統領が5月の第2日曜日を母の日とすることを正式に決定しました。それ以来、世界中の人々が独自の方法で母親を祝っています。
Did you also know that in many countries, Mother's Day is associated with carnations? This tradition actually began with Anna Jarvis. Anna loved carnations because they were her mother's favorite flowers, and together, they used to plant white carnations in their garden. When her mother passed away, Anna gave away 500 carnations to the church,where her mother taught Sunday school in memory of her. As time passed, different colors of carnations came to symbolize different things. White carnations now represent our beloved mothers who are no longer with us, while red carnations show our love for our moms who are still with us. Pink carnations, on the other hand, represent our gratitude for the love and care our mothers have given us.
また、多くの国で母の日といえばカーネーションということをご存知でしたか?この伝統は、実はアンナ・ジャービスから始まったのです。カーネーションはアンナの母親のお気に入りの花だったので、アンナも大好きでした。そして二人は、一緒に庭に白いカーネーションを植えていました。母親が亡くなった時、アンナは母親を偲んで、母親が日曜学校で教えていた教会に500本のカーネーションを送りました。時が経つにつれて、カーネーションの色は様々なものを象徴するようになりました。白いカーネーションは、今はもういない最愛の母親を表し、赤いカーネーションは、 まだ一緒にいる母親への愛を表し、ピンクのカーネーションは母親が私たちに与えてくれた愛とケアに対する感謝の気持ちを表しています。
I want to take a moment and give a special shout out to the two most important women in my life, my mom and wife. As a parent myself now, I have come to appreciate my mother even more for all that she has done for me. She's seriously the strongest, most understanding, and most compassionate person I know. She's always supported me every step of the way and believed in me no matter what. So, Mom, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
この場を借りて、私の人生で最も大切な二人の女性、母と妻に特別な母の日のメッセージを送りたいと思います。自分が親になった今、母が私にしてくれたすべてのことにより一層感謝するようになりました。母は私が知っている中で最も強く、理解力があり、思いやりのある人です。母はどんな時も私を支えてくれて、何があっても私を信じてくれました。お母さん、いつもありがとう。
And to my amazing wife, Akina, I want to wish you a very happy Mother's Day. She's now officially a boy mom, with two energetic boys always jumping on her back. Even though she's outnumbered with three boys in the house, she's the heart and soul, the rock that keeps us all together. Our youngest son, Micah, recently said his first word. And of course, it was mama. To Micah, everything is mama now. And you know what? He's absolutely right. She's really everything to our family. So I just want to say thank you for everything you do every single day. And to all the awesome moms tuning in, happy Mother's Day. I hope you have a relaxing weekend.
そして私の素晴らしい妻アキナへ、母の日おめでとう。いつも背中に飛び乗ってくる二人の元気な男の子を持つ彼女は、今や正式に男の子のママです。家の中に三人の男の子がいて、多勢に無勢ではありますが、彼女は私たちみんなの心の支えです。末っ子のマイカが最近初めて発した言葉は、もちろんママでした。マイカにとって今はすべてがママで、マイカの言う通り、ママは私たち家族のすべてです。なので、毎日毎日本当にありがとう。そして、このポッドキャストを聞いている母親の皆さん、母の日おめでとうございます。リラックスした週末を過ごしください。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. What is the current drinking culture in Japan? In today's conversation, Philip talks about the drinking culture in Australia.Highlighting the issue of excessive drinking leading to alcohol-related violence. Let's listen to the conversation and learn more about the alcohol problem in Australia.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。現在の日本の飲酒文化はどのようなものですか？今日の会話では、フィリップがオーストラリアの飲酒文化について語り、アルコールに関連した暴力につながる過度の飲酒問題に焦点を当てます。今日の会話を聞きながら、オーストラリアにおける飲酒問題について学びましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's get started. Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one. In recent years, what have Australian police been doing to clamp down on alcohol-related violence?
オーストラリアの警察は、近年のアルコールに関連した事件をどのように取り締まっていますか
?Number 2 What is the legal age of drinking in Australia?
オーストラリアの法律では何歳から飲酒できますか
?Number 3 According to Philip, what is the point of going out drinking for most young people in Australia?
フィリップによると、オーストラリアの若者はなぜ飲みに行くのでしょうか?
Live conversation.
For us, our biggest issue, if we're talking about addictive substances, would be alcohol. Yeah, we have a lot of alcohol-fueled violence. So it's in recent years, it's been getting better. I think that the government and the police have been trying to coordinate with like bars and nightclubs and that to organize so that they have the power to refuse patrons who are really intoxicated. Mm-hmm. Our biggest issue was a lot of people would, they'd go to the nightclub, go to the bar, get hammered, go out of the bar, but then start a fight in the street. And that would lead to, like, you know, what we call one hit punch killing, and or they get in the car and try and drive. And that was an issue a couple of years ago. But lately, I think they figured out a good system where the police are working with these establishments that do sell alcohol, try and make sure that the zone around their establishment is just as safe as inside the establishment. So they're kind of working with that. And recently, we've been getting better at underage drinking as well. Unlike in America, Australians, we can drink from 18, but most kids are drinking when they're 13. So either through an older sibling or a cousin or that will buy them alcohol and they're getting it at 13 or 14. And alcohol in Australia is just everywhere. So a lot of kids grow up just seeing people drinking, their parents drinking, their friends drinking. We don't have that barrier between a lot of our establishments also allow kids in them, but there's also drinking going on around them. So it's kind of a normal thing for kids to grow up in. So when you get told, no, you can't have that, they go, well, I've seen it all my life. Why not? Not so much on the drug front, but definitely in alcohol, we have issues.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we have alcohol issues as well in America, which is a problem, you know, lots of DUIs and people going out and having reckless behavior as well. I don't think we've solved that issue, though. It seems like you guys are actively working on it.
Yeah, we're trying to. But yeah, I think it's just hard because our drinking culture is just like, I don't know about in America, but definitely for young people, the goal of going out drinking is to get blackout drunk. Like, it's not just to have a good time. It's you got to drink until you're completely gone. And then that's a good time. And I think that culture is still really deep for young people, I think, is something that they're trying to change, but, you know, doesn't work.
Let's go over the answers. 今日の質問に答えていきましょう。Number one. In recent years, what have Australian police been doing to clamp down on alcohol-related violence? オーストラリアの警察は近年のアルコールに関連した事件をどのように取り締まっていますか? They've been coordinating with bars, nightclubs, and other establishments that sell alcohol to make sure the areas outside of bars are just as safe as inside. 警察はバーやナイトクラブやアルコールを販売するお店と協力し、店外も店内と同様に安全であることを取り締まっています。Number 2.What is the legal age of drinking in Australia? オーストラリアの法律では何歳から飲酒ができますか? 18 is the legal age of drinking in Australia, though most people are exposed to it much earlier. オーストラリアは法律上18歳から飲酒できますが、ほとんどの人はそれよりずっと早くに飲酒ができる環境に置かれているそうです。Number 3. According to Philip,What is the point of going out drinking for most young people in Australia?
フィリップによると、オーストラリアの若者はなぜ飲みに行くのでしょうか?
Philip says most Australian young people go out drinking just to get blackout drunk.
フィリップによると、多くのオーストラリアの若者は、ある意味お酒を飲んで記憶をなくすために飲みに行くそうです。
Summary 会話の要約Following Maria's discussion of the opioid epidemic in the United States, Philip talks about Australia's problem with alcohol abuse. Philip says that Australia experiences a lot of alcohol-related violence.
マリアはアメリカにおけるオピオイドの蔓延について話しましたが、フィリップはオーストラリアのアルコール関連の社会問題について話します。フィリップによると、オーストラリアではアルコール関連の事件が多発しているといいます。
Philip says the biggest issue was people going out to bars and nightclubs, getting drunk, then starting fights outside of the establishments or trying to drive while intoxicated. He also says that police are getting better about dealing with those issues by coordinating with those establishments and making sure the zones outside of them are as safe as inside.
フィリップはバーやナイトクラブで飲んで泥酔した人たちが店外で喧嘩をしたり飲酒運転をしたりすることが大きな問題となっていると話します。しかし現在は警察はお店と協力し店外が店内と同様に安全であることを確認することによってこのような問題に対処できるようになってきているとフィリップは言います。
In Australia, the legal age of drinking is 18, though Philip says most people are exposed to it at a much younger age in their lives. There is a strong drinking culture in Australia, and this makes it challenging to discourage drinking in young people because they're accustomed to seeing everyone around them regularly drinking.
オーストラリアの法律では飲酒は18歳から認められていますが、フィリップによれば多くの人はもっと若いうちから飲酒ができる環境に置かれているといいます。オーストラリアには強い飲酒文化があるため、飲酒する大人を見ることに慣れている若者を抑制するのは難しいとされています。
Philip says that for most young people in Australia, the point of going out drinking is to get blackout drunk. While there are efforts to change this, he doesn't think they've been very successful.
フィリップは、オーストラリアでは記憶をなくすまでお酒を飲む若者が多いと言います。この状況を改善しようといろいろ試みていますが、フィリップは状況があまり改善されていないと話します。
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner three days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Phrases of the day.
今日のフレーズ
Number one, hammered.
すごく酔っ払う。Hammered はすごく酔っ払うを意味する口語的な言い方です。人にもよりますが、テンションが異常に上がったり、まともに話せなくなったり、歩くときにふらついたりなど、一般的にはかなり酔っ払っている状態を表します。例えば、彼はすごく酔っ払っているは、
He is hammered.
今夜は酔っ払いましょうは、
Let's get hammered tonight.
のように、一般的には B 動詞または get と組み合わせて使われます。例文
I drank too much and got hammered last night.
昨夜は飲みすぎてすごく酔っ払ってしまいました。
If you keep drinking like that, you're gonna get hammered.
そんな風に飲み続けたら酔いつぶれるよ。
I got hammered last night and now I have a bad hangover.
昨夜はすごく酔っ払って、今はひどい二日酔いです。
Number two, lead to.
何々の原因となる。
Lead to
は何かを引き起こす、または特定の結果をもたらすことを意味します。特に、ある出来事や行動が別の出来事や状況を引き起こすときに使われます。例えば、
Eating too much junk food can lead to health problems
というと、ジャンクフードの食べ過ぎは健康問題につながるという意味になります。
例文 Poor communication can lead to misunderstanding.
コミュニケーション不足は誤解を招きます。
Exercising every day can lead to good health.
毎日運動することは健康につながります。
Practicing English conversation regularly can lead to better communication skills.
英会話を定期的に練習することは、コミュニケーション能力の向上につながります。
Number three. Just as.
何々と同様に。
Just as
は何々と同じぐらいや、何々と同様にを意味し、 2つの物事や状況が同じくらいの性質や特徴を持つことを表します。特に、比較対象が同じ程度や量を持つことを強調するために使われます。例えば、アメリカ人の友達に、Your English is just as good as a native speaker と言われたら、あなたの英語はネイティブスピーカーと同じくらい上手であることを言っています。例文。This ramen shop in LA is just as good as the ones in Japan. LA にあるこのラーメン屋は日本と同じぐらい美味しいです。Tom is just as successful as his father. トムは父親と同じように成功しています。The movie is just as good as the book. 映画も本と同じぐらい素晴らしいです。Number 4. Reckless. 無謀な。Reckless は無謀なを意味し、結果を考えずに行動する人を表す形容詞です。多くの場合、危険で危害につながる可能性のある行動を表すのに使われ、例えば、彼は無謀な運転をしていましたは、He was driving recklessly と言います。ちなみに、reckless の副詞は、recklessly です。例文 The reckless driver almost slammed into my car.無謀な運転手が私の車にぶつかりそうになったんです。Texting while crossing the street is reckless and can lead to accidents. 横断中の携帯メールの送信は無謀であり、事故につながる可能性があります。Steve is a big spender and spends his money recklessly. Steve は気前よくお金を使う人で、お金を見境なく使います。Number 5.Blackout drunk. 記憶を失うほど酔う。Blackout は記憶を失うを意味することから、Blackout drunk は記憶をなくすほど酔っ払うことを意味し、お酒を大量に飲みすぎて翌朝何も覚えてない状態を指します。例えば、彼は昨晩記憶をなくすほどお酒を飲んだは、He got blackout drunk last night と言います。また日常会話では、Black out を使ってシンプルに He blacked out last night 彼は昨晩記憶をなくすほど酒を飲んだと表現することもできます例文 John got blackout drunk at the party and was acting belligerently ジョンはパーティーで記憶をなくすほど酔っ払って喧嘩越しな態度をとっていました We had to carry Mike home because he got blackout drunk and couldn't walk マイクが酔いつぶれて歩けなくなったので、家まで運ばなければなりませんでした。I don't remember anything from last night. I blacked out. 昨夜のことは何も覚えていません。飲みすぎて記憶をなくしました。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number 1. Hammered. I drank too much and got hammered last night.If you keep drinking like that, you're gonna get hammered. I got hammered last night, and now I have a bad hangover. Number 2. Lead to. Poor communication can lead to misunderstanding.Exercising every day can lead to good health. Practicing English conversation regularly can lead to better communication skills. Number 3. Just as.This ramen shop in LA is just as good as the ones in Japan. Tom is just as successful as his father. The movie is just as good as the book. Number 4. Reckless. The reckless driver almost slammed into my car. Texting while crossing the street is reckless and can lead to accidents. Steve is a big spender and spends his money recklessly. Number 5. Blackout drunk. John got blackout drunk at the party and was acting belligerently. We had to carry Mike home because he got blackout drunk and couldn't walk. I don't remember anything from last night. I blacked out.
Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
For us, our biggest issue, if we're talking about addictive substances, would be alcohol. Yeah, we have a lot of alcohol-fueled violence. So it's in recent years, it's been getting better. I think that the government and the police have been trying to coordinate with like bars and nightclubs and that to organize so that they have the power to refuse patrons who are really intoxicated. Mm-hmm. Our biggest issue was a lot of people would, they go to the nightclub, go to the bar, get hammered, go out of the bar, but then start a fight in the street. And that would lead to like, you know, what we call one hit punch killing, and or they get in a car and try and drive. And that was an issue a couple of years ago. But lately, I think they figured out a good system where the police are working with these establishments that do sell alcohol, try and make sure that the zone around their establishment is just as safe as inside the establishment. So they're kind of working with that. And recently, we've been getting better at underage drinking as well. Unlike in America, Australians, we can drink from 18, but most kids are drinking when they're 13. So either through an older sibling or a cousin or that will buy them alcohol and they're getting it at 13 or 14. And alcohol in Australia is just everywhere. So a lot of kids grow up just seeing people drinking, their parents drinking, their friends drinking. We don't have that barrier between a lot of our establishments also allow kids in them, but there's also drinking going on around them. So it's kind of a normal thing for kids to grow up in. So when you get told, no, you can't have that, they go, well, I've seen it all my life, why not? Not so much on the drug front, but definitely in alcohol we have issues.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we have alcohol issues as well in America, which is a problem. You know, lots of DUIs and people going out and having reckless behavior as well. I don't think we've solved that issue, though. It seems like you guys are actively working on it.
Yeah, we're trying to, but I think it's just hard because our drinking culture is just like, I don't know about in America, but definitely for young people, the goal of going out drinking is to get blackout drunk. Like, it's not just to have a good time. It's you got to drink until you're completely gone, and then that's a good time. And I think that culture is still really deep for young people. I think is the something that they're trying to change, but you know, doesn't work.
Awesome job today. Drinking is a common social activity among younger folks, especially college students in the U.S. It's a great way to let loose and have fun with friends at parties and gatherings, often involving exciting drinking games. Unfortunately, this can sometimes lead to binge drinking, where people consume large amounts of alcohol in a short period of time. However, in recent years, I've noticed a growing trend among younger Americans toward exploring alternatives to drinking, such as mocktails and non-alcoholic beers, which can be just as enjoyable and refreshing.
お疲れ様です。飲酒はアメリカの若い人たち、特に大学生の間ではごく普通に行われます。パーティー集まりで友人とお酒を飲んで楽しみ、楽しい飲酒ゲームもよく行われます。しかし、残念なことに、 時々短時間に大量のアルコールを摂取する息のみにつながることがあります。しかし近年、若いアメリカ人の間では、モクテルやノンアルコールビールなど、お酒の代わりになるような飲み物を楽しむ傾向が強まっています。
For many adults in the US, drinking is more about relaxation and socializing than partying hard. Whether it's a casual happy hour with coworkers or a weekend barbecue with friends, alcohol often plays a role in unwinding and connecting with others. Although beer and wine are still the go-to drinks for many, hard seltzers have been gaining popularity in recent years, and it's not hard to see why. These fizzy-flavored drinks have been taking the U.S. by storm, especially among younger drinkers. With a wide range of fruity flavors and lower alcohol content, hard seltzers have become a perfect drink for those looking to enjoy a drink without getting too tipsy. And did you know that the hard seltzers are lower in calories and carbs than beer? As for me, I still love a classic ice-cold beer after a long day. But I have to say, I've been really enjoying the variety of fruity-flavored seltzers lately.
アメリカの多くの大人にとって、飲酒は激しくパーティーを楽しむというよりも、リラックスして社交的に過ごすためのものです。同僚との気軽なハッピーアワーであれ、友人との週末のバーベキューであれ、アルコールはしばしばくつろぎや人とのつながりを深める役割を果たします。ビールやワインは今でも多くの人に愛飲されていますが、最近ではハードセルツァーが人気を集めています。炭酸入りのフレーバー飲料は全米で人気ですが、特に若い飲酒家の間で人気を集めています。フルーティーなフレーバーが豊富で、アルコール度数も低めなので、ほろ酔い気分でお酒を楽しみたい人にはぴったりの飲み物となっています。しかも、ビールよりも低カロリーで炭水化物も少ないのが魅力的です。私としては、長い一日の後に飲む冷たいビールにかなうものはありませんが、最近はフルーティーな味のハードセルツァーもとても気に入っています。
皆さんは英語を勉強してるとき、英語を一緒に勉強できる仲間が身近にいたらいいのにな、と思ったことはありませんか？ハパ英会話公式コミュニティ、ハパバディーズは、英語好きなメンバーが集う会員制の Facebook コミュニティです。ハパバディーズでは、会話で使えるフレーズや表現を学びながらアウトプット練習を行ったり、他のメンバーと英語の情報交換をしたり、ネイティブ講師とオンラインで交流を深めたりしながら楽しく英語を学んでいただけます。もし、他の英語学習者とつながれる場所を探しているなら、ハパバディーズには英語を愛する素晴らしい仲間がたくさんいます。初月は無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。とても楽しいコミュニティなので、もしかするとあなたの人生が変わるかもしれません。
So, what are you waiting for? Come and join the fun at Hoppa Buddies. You never know, it might change your life. Before you guys take off, don't forget to check out Podcast Plus. Podcast Plus is a new Hoppa Eikaiwa podcast service, and it's a platform that will allow you to study this podcast more effectively and efficiently. The Podcast Plus includes the English and Japanese transcript of the entire episode,The English-only audio file, individual audio files, the full version of the live conversation, and much more. You can try it out for free for the first month, so make sure you take advantage of it. You can find more information about Podcast Plus on the Hoppa Eikaiwa blog.
最後に、Podcast Plus を忘れずにチェックしてください。Podcast Plus は新しい Hoppa Eikaiwa のサービスで、このポッドキャストをより効果的かつ効率的に学習できるプラットフォームです。ポッドキャストプラスにはエピソード全体の英語と日本語のスクリプト、英語のみの音声ファイル、個別再生用の音声ファイル、そしてフルバージョンのライブカンバセーションなどが含まれています。初月は誰でもポッドキャストプラスを無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。
ポッドキャストプラスの詳細については、ハパ英会話のブログをご覧ください。
You can find today's show notes on the Hoppa Eikaiwa blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode.
今日のエピソードの詳細は Hoppa Eikaiwa のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。
If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog.
ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。
ハパ英会話は Facebook、Twitter、インスタ、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。
Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.